This morning the fog was so thick along the river that only the hem of it showed. Rippling wet and gray, just below a deckled edge of white. Fog that'll be gone by the time I get around to unloading the dishwasher and looking through the newspaper with my red pen. Frank really hates it when I do that. By the time I glance outside, I'll see the view my parents knew so well. A vast brown river sifting between the hills of Kentucky and Indiana. Hills covered with trees, their leaves shrugging and trembling and sighing. Oh, the passion a tree goes through in a day. And the river? It goes back to being a path for all variety of entrances and exits in this life. Never the same color, never the same river, no matter how often you step in it. Of course, mornings like these, you'd scarcely know the river was even there. Fog nuzzling up to the back door. And it doesn't stop there. It doesn't even stop for the traffic light farther up the hill. When I take my morning stroll, and the fog is so thick I can see only 10 feet in front of me, I have a feeling of being the last woman alive. It's as if my whole world can be contained in a 10-foot radius from any place I stand. Every detail picked out in that bluish light that fog reflects, coated with damp, so that the world around me just glows. You know, I really have no business running a newspaper. Some obscure mystic like me, who doesn't even bother to change out of her pajamas before company stops by. Of course, I wouldn't be let near the Rivertown Dispatch if Uncle Harold hadn't died, and Aunt Sally hadn't needed somebody meek and mild to do her bidding until she found a buyer. She decided I was as good a candidate as she was likely to find. Single, with lots of time on my hands, sober 11 years and counting, and smart. Too smart, if you ask her. Not so meek, not so mild. But being Taffy's daughter, I will do what's right. Well, let her think that. I've spent a good portion of my life benefiting from people's underestimation of me. I encourage it, if you want to know the truth. People say and do all sorts of interesting things when they think only a harmless little spider is watching. Spider. That's not the right word. But for some reason, it's the only word I can think of right now. I was saying to Frank the other day, Frank's the editor of the newspaper. Well, I was talking to Frank about the fog and how, to me, the mark of a really good story is if it makes me feel as if I am enclosed by the fog. And the story is what I get when I stretch out my arms and can feel just with my fingertips the who, what, when, where, why, and how. We may not be able to know scientifically what's beyond it, I told him. We have to accept that. But everything within that 10-foot radius, that's news fit to print. Well, Frank listened politely, and then he said, Mary, no offense, but good reporting is anything but foggy. He thinks it is possible to know everything, as long as you arrive at the right time, talk to the right people, ask the right questions. I just laughed. I said, no offense taken, Frank. I couldn't argue with him. I know what it's like to need to believe in something, to hold on tight, even if I know it'll be gone by lunchtime. Now, this might be a good time to tell you a little about Rivertown, Indiana, for those of you who have never been but might drive down for the weekend. And Rivertown does count on that, you know, people driving down for the weekend. Maybe spend the night at one of the bed and breakfasts, do some antiquing, or just stroll along the Riverwalk and stop in at one of the floating restaurants we're known for. Every year, at least a dozen or so visitors decide to stay. That fits in with the image they have of the small Indiana town that time forgot. You know the image I'm talking about? Where neighbors know one another and are constantly trading cups of sugar, and no one is really rich, and no one is really poor. When on any given Friday night in October, everybody who can walk is over at the high school cheering on the football team. It makes for a nice story. But like every story, it has its elements of make-believe. And Rivertown, I should warn you, has a little more make-believe than most towns. As the interim newspaper publisher, I have a pretty good idea of what's going on in this town. We have had a rash of discoveries recently. Discoveries that are having some unexpected results. Would you like to hear about them? Well, get comfortable. To be honest, I don't know how they end. But maybe in the telling, it'll become clearer somehow. Or maybe you'll pick up the story where I leave off and finish it for me.